From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck plowed into a crowded Christmas market in the center of Berlin, Germany, Monday, killing at least 9 people and injuring as many as 50. Police say the incident occurred outside the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. Authorities are trying to determine if the crash was intentional. The investigation into the incident is being done by federal prosecutors who are tasked with handling terrorism cases. A police spokesman said the truck was registered in Poland. In the Turkish capital, Ankara, the Russian ambassador was shot and killed by a Turkish policeman Monday while attending the opening of an exhibition. Dorian Jones reports.
The shooting of the Russian ambassador, Andrei Karlov, was captured by video cameras recording his speech opening an exhibition in a gallery in the heart of Ankara. As the ambassador was speaking, a gunman approached the podium and opened fire, shooting Karlov 4 to 5 times. 3 other people were also injured. One witness explains that Syria appears to be the motivation for the attack. He shot him behind the podium, she said. The assailant was saying, Allah Akbar. He mentioned that Russia was killing innocent people in Aleppo and in Syria. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations Security Council Monday approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to oversee the evacuation of civilians from the Syrian city of Aleppo. The unanimous approval came despite earlier divisions among member nations on what to do about the Syrian civil war. Meanwhile, thousands of people were bused Monday from Aleppo's devastated eastern section after earlier evacuation attempts stalled. This is VOA News.